A reading from 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 7 to 15. Brothers and sisters, we hold this treasure in earthen vessels, that the surpassing power may be of God and not from us. We are afflicted in every way, but not constrained, perplexed, but not driven to despair, persecuted, but not abandoned, struck down, but not destroyed, always carrying about in the body the dying of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be manifested in our body. For we who live are constantly being given up to death for the sake of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may be manifested in our mortal flesh. So death is at work in us, but life in you. Since then we have the same spirit of faith, according to what is written, I believed, therefore I spoke. We too believe, and therefore speak, knowing that the one who raised the Lord Jesus will raise us also with Jesus and place us with you in his presence. Everything indeed is for you, so that the grace bestowed in abundance on more and more people may cause the thanksgiving to overflow for the glory of God. The Word of the Lord. We are faced today with the paradox of life and death. We carry with us the death of Jesus in our bodies so as to carry his life. The symbolism of the clay indicates how fragile we are, and yet we carry the treasure which is the life that God has given us. The challenge that we have sometimes is not to recognize this power in the people that we interact with daily. The power is in the message, not in the clay pot. The gospel, which we value so much, is the gospel in each person, not the physical. We are reminded of what true service entails. Perhaps this is why we may be knocked down, but we are never knocked out. We are reminded today, as we celebrate the Feast of St. James, that all glory and attention is to be taken to God and the gospel. How often are we tempted to judge people by the titles they carry, and at times creating a desire to want to possess these titles? Today's readings call us to think of service above self and forget about the titles, as these will too someday disappear. So are the beautiful clay pots, which are our bodies. But what remains then, when all has been said and done? What I did for the least of my brothers and sisters? Did I honor the treasure in them? Did I care for it, nurture it, or I destroyed it?